what is the what is your, how are we treating this? Are we treating this like a big business? Are we rising up in a spirit of excellence? And you think of Daniel in the Bible, the spirit of excellence. When the favor of God comes on you, there's an attraction to you that can't be disputed. When Daniel rose up, there was a rising up. I mean, there was something in him that was so incredible that God knew there was something that was going on that inside of Daniel, that his heart was pure in the light of the king's face. His heart was pure. Rise up and take authority of your life and destiny. God has a purpose for you. You must understand you are here for a reason. You know what? You were born, and the day you were born is important. The day you find out why you were born is more important in my estimation. Let's investigate what that reason is. Why are you here? Walk into your destiny. It's already determined, and you know what it is. You know, the thing is you'll know that there's that knowing. You start walking in, but there's that place where God lets you go through some stuff. Talk about some stuff through the years, the stuff, all the stuff, the highs, the lows. Certainly weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouths. What's the beauty of it is as we should share that from we wear ourselves on our sleeves. Why? We want to help you to go through that. Maybe not make some of the mistakes we made. Well, guess what? One thing I was sharing with this guy last night, who I said to him is, you're a millionaire. So, and he knows it. He talks like one. He even walks like one. You know what he said? He says, sometimes though I can tell when I'm not feeling it. My shoulders round over and I won't look at them and you just know. I said, so why allow that? Why allow that? I remember I was first introduced to this type of industry as my first time ever, and there was a motivational guy on TV, and I remember hearing this infomercial, and I recorded it, and I remember I must have listened to this hundreds of times, I record it over and over. It's my first introduction to the concept of the power of and the fire behind and the enthusiasm. Personal power means the ability to take action, to follow through, to take the steps that are necessary to take an idea and transform it into reality. And that was Anthony Robbins' infomercial back then. Today, and through the years, it's been like an amazing transformation. I haven't listened to him in many years, and it's amazing the difference to those that are really walking in the purposes of God and walking with God. There's a different anointing on those. Listen, many of you already are walking in that anointing. Get excited. You've got something that they don't have. You have to understand, many of you listen don't know what that is yet, but you're here. You seek on Thursdays. You're seeking for something, and you're listening, and you're calling forth those things that are not as though they were. There's faith in that. God honors that. There's a blessing. When you think of a blessing, I mean, how did Joseph go from Jacob's tent into government and occupied him? You know, he became a mind molder, what I call a mind molder. He became so important in that society that he was ruler. He was like the right hand. He was the man. He was the main man.